Good morning and welcome to Catholic Education Plus on this Pentecost Sunday here on KDK Radio. I'm Father Tom Burke, pastor of Saints Joachim and Ann Parish, which serves the communities of Elizabeth, Forward, Glassport, Liberty, Lincoln, and Portview. And this morning we have a very important one-on-one conversation with Mr. Wendell Histrich, who is the Director of Public Safety and Security for the Diocese of Pittsburgh. And a lot has changed since first having him on our program last summer, and we're grateful to have him joining us back here in studio as we dive into all the new changes in just under a year. And before we get started, I want to give a big thanks to our generous sponsors of Catholic Education Plus, Sam and Judy Spianos, and the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh. Wendell, once again, welcome back into the studio here, and welcome this morning to Catholic Education Plus.
Good morning, Father, and thank you for having me.
When I had you on, I believe last August or last September, you were literally just starting, and we're almost coming up on the whole year here. And so you've been very busy and building.
We had plans back then, and I hopefully accomplished a lot of what we discussed earlier last year.
Good, good. And that's why we brought you here, back here into the studio and to talk about all your accomplishments. And as a reminder, Wendell's background before joining the diocese is really impressive. He was the Director of Public Safety for the City of Pittsburgh. He spent 25 years with the FBI. He also oversaw the City of Pittsburgh's Bureau of Police, Fire, and Emergency Management. And that's just a few of his prestigious titles that he has held, and now he's the Director of the Public Safety Department for the Diocese of Pittsburgh. Now, Wendell, a lot has changed since you literally came in last summer. Tell us how you started to rebuild all this with your wonderful, prestigious background.
Well, we had plans, or I had plans, when I was first hired to make sure that everyone within the diocese is safe, whether it be the parishioners, the clergy, the students, the teachers, the staff. And the plan was basically to build a security force, and we were able to accomplish a lot of what we had discussed. We first hired four regional supervisors to develop a police department, really, from the ground up. And the first week they were onboarded, we sat down and we developed and produced policies and procedures. A lot of the background that they had, we hired two former retired state troopers, one county police officer, and one former sergeant from Cranberry. And so their background was very, very good. Oh. And we figured out the direction that we wanted the police department to go. We developed a plan, and within the following month, we had numerous applicants to be police officers, and we brought them on board. We interviewed them, and once again, wide variety of backgrounds to include two city police officers, a couple more retired state troopers, and a few other municipal police officers. And we broke it up into the regions. At that time, it was formatted similar to our regional schools within the diocese, east, north, and south. So we have currently 11 officers and myself. We applied to the courts of the various counties that the diocese is in, and we have been sworn in. And paperwork has been filed in all the counties that they have the same jurisdiction on diocese property as municipal police officers, to include writing summons and being able to arrest if necessary. Of course, that's not our goal is to arrest. Our goal is to be able to de-escalate situations and be able to be role models to the students. You know, any student that may want to be in public safety could go to one of the officers and find out how to do it.
That's
and
fantastic.
What backgrounds, you know, they need. So that was my big goal, was to be able not to be the disciplinarian, but to be able to be role models and people that students could look up to.
And I'll be celebrating my 23rd anniversary as a priest next weekend, Memorial Day weekend. And 23 years ago, when I was ordained, being a rookie, never did I think that the Diocese of Pittsburgh would have its own police department. But we are in a different world right now.
Yeah, unfortunately, yeah. Mm-hmm. When I went to school, and I went to Catholic school, the big the big event once a month was a fire drill.
Right, exactly.
And now that has changed, and unfortunately, we have to worry about violence within the schools.
Different ballgame, yeah. And law enforcement, obviously, is near and dear to my heart, and we're just concluding Police Memorial Week this week. And my dad, Bill Burke, who was a Pittsburgh police officer for 30 years, founded the Law Enforcement Memorial. My brother-in-law, Eric Scholler, just retired from the Pittsburgh Police Department. My nephew, Wyatt Scholler, is a city fireman. So public safety in the Burke family, it's in my blood. Yeah. And being the chaplain, former chaplain to the city of Pittsburgh Police Department, I always look up to the police as good role models because that obviously is in my family. Now, in today's world of regional threats, as we saw last year at Central and Oakland Catholic High Schools, and now the increased national, international security issues, a safety plan is needed now more than ever. And we just heard just in the news last week, several churches around the country and even locally had some threats. Tell our listeners a little bit about what we're dealing with right now in 2024.
Well, I've always said that intelligence plays a key role. And we had, over the past several weeks, an individual that was going into churches and disrupting the mass. And that was a concern to us because it seemed that the individual became more and more aggressive every time he was in a church. And the important thing is for individuals, if you see someone that's suspicious or acting out of place, to point it out to an usher or to call 911. And that's what happened in the first occurrence. And then a second occurrence occurred. And then we sent out alerts to our churches as well as other churches in the region. And we were able to gain some significant leads, which led to the identification of that individual. But in today's society, with all the violence that's out there, the chances of being a victim in a church today is slim. But at the same time, we have to increase our vigilance and make sure that we know our surroundings. And if anything's out of place, just make sure that someone knows about it, whether, as I said before, an usher or the pastor or the call 911. But we have increased somewhat of the infrastructure in some of our churches. I won't get into which ones, but we are looking at cameras, and we are looking at training sessions for different parishes as well as the schools. I just recently had a meeting with the state police, and the beginning of next school year, there'll be a presentation to all the teachers and staff of all the Catholic church schools within the diocese, and we're looking to replicate that to the parishes throughout the diocese as well.
That's great. Now, we're coming into the home stretch of this school year, 2024, hard to believe, for the summer, going to be coming up in a couple weeks. What has been the response from our schools about the increased security measures from the administrators, the staff, as well as the families?
It has been overwhelmingly good. There are some individuals out there, they're a little hesitant, trying to, you know, why do we need this? But mostly everyone is appreciative. And when I developed the role of the police officer, as I mentioned before, about being a role model, the other item that they have to offer is not only the security, but the safety as well. They're carrying around a backpack with medical supplies in there. They also have Narcan. And a lot of our schools don't have a full-time nurse, so they're able to administer first aid and provide that assistance until the first responders arrive.
That's fantastic. So it's like a one-stop shop.
It's security and safety.
And I'm sure the students, the teachers, and the principals, and even the families have that extra layer of comfort to know that, hey, my child is definitely safe. And obviously, this is all new to the diocese and to our families, but it's also it's a good proactive thing, that it's not just a quick knee-jerk response.
It's all about prevention.
And as you always, as you said previously, you know, you have to be vigilant and look and, you know, see something, report it, and just be always be attentive and be an alert. And that's just like anything in life, too. It's not just in school or at church, but being out in public, too.
And a lot of the incidents throughout the United States that have been potentially, were potential incidents were averted by individuals, the public, coming forward and advising that there's something out of kiln here.
Something just doesn't look out of
it. Doesn't look
normal,
right?
And obviously, you can't go around walking around in fear.
No,
but you always have to just be kind of alert. Keep your eyes and ears open, as they say, and not to be fearful, but to be faithful, and to know that. And
it always helps to be faithful.
Yeah, definitely. Well, the safety and security plan developed by Wendell Hisrich with our churches and congregation and our schools, we're really going to expand this important conversation about the safety and security of our parishes. So we're going to take a break. You're listening to Catholic Education Plus with Father Tom Burke here on KDK Radio. We'll be back in a moment. Welcome back to Catholic Education Plus here on KDK Radio. I'm Father Tom Burke, pastor of St. Joe Comunan Parish in Elizabeth Forward Township, Liberty, Lincoln, and Portview. And I'm really delighted this morning to continue this very important one-on-one conversation with Mr. Wendell Hisrich, who is the Director of Public Safety and Security for the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh. And before we begin this second segment, I want to thank our generous sponsor, Sam and Judy Spanos, and the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh. Wendell, among the vital positions that you've held in your career, I imagine overseeing the multi-agency response of the Tree of Life Synagogue mass shooting in Squirrel Hill. That was the most rewarding, but also incredibly painful and difficult. This wealth of experience has been instrumental in establishing the security plan now for every single one of our parishes and churches and schools within the Diocese of Pittsburgh. Can you tell us what has changed and where do we go from here to become safer and more secure?
Well, I will say that the Tree of Life, a day doesn't go by that I don't think about the victims of the Tree of Life. And, we were, as a city, very well prepared for that. And I think that was, reflected in the first responders' response to that incident. There were lessons that were learned from the Tree of Life that hopefully I will change with the diocese, and a lot of that had to do with the aftermath of the Tree of Life. I mean, we were prepared for the Tree of Life and the response, but a lot of the reunification process, and I hope that we never have to go through that, but I want to make sure that the diocese is, number one, prepared, and number two, if it does happen, or if a similar incident to the swatting event happens that occurred last year, that we have a plan on the table for reunification between the students and the parents and the teachers. And I think that is one of my goals, is to solidify the plans that are already in the diocese and make sure that the plan is, from everything from providing appropriate training up to and including a reunification plan for the diocese. And not only, we're talking about schools, but, we certainly have to look at the parishes and the churches throughout the diocese as well. So I'm also, as you mentioned, Father, we're coming to the end of the school year, and hopefully the supervisors, which are 12-month employees, and myself, we will have some additional time to work on these plans during the summer while the students aren't in school.
So you're not on summer break?
I'm not on summer break, no.
No, it's a definitely
and it was 12-month job. The structure was built that way purposely so that we can work on that.
So even though the schools are out, the teachers
work
are
will
off,
continue.
Work continues, and that's a good time to revamp and reevaluate
with
the security officers and get ready for the school year back in August and September. There they go again. And now, obviously, with the heavily newsworthy items with what's been going on our college campuses, with the Israel and Palestine conflict in Gaza and Israel, a lot of tension in our own country politically. Any additional security measures need to be implemented in the near future
for
our parishes?
Myself and some of my supervisors, we go to regular quarterly meetings, which will continue throughout the summer. Those meetings are with our colleagues at Department of Homeland Security, the FBI, the Secret Service. So we will be monitoring the intelligence very closely. It's hard to say, you know, with the elections coming up also. Yeah. As you mentioned, the political atmosphere may change drastically over the summer, and we will take appropriate precautions as we see fit, you know, some of which we will discuss and some we won't discuss. You know, we're always looking at how we can, shall we say, solidify, you know, the infrastructure, and that mm-hmm. includes the technology out there, everything from door locks to cameras to making sure the windows are secure, everything that we can to make sure that we're safe. In addition, we're also looking at the medical equipment throughout the churches and throughout the schools to include automatic external defibrillators, Narcan, and stop the bleed kits.
That's really good. Now, as we mentioned in our first segment, some of the schools have received threats recently, as have other schools and some of the churches and other houses of worship, obviously, in the Pittsburgh area. And this has been a multi-pronged joint effort by law enforcement and your background that established relationships that helped with these safety measures. Can you share a little bit about that?
Yeah. I mentioned previously about quarterly meetings. We also have semi-annual meetings with the FBI and their executive management, and in those meetings is the interfaith and very good information that they provide, not only about political, but also a lot about the exploitation of children that seems to be coming more and more, as well, and also cyberbullying. Mm. And lastly is the cybersecurity. And we're looking at that closely in the diocese too, with Homeland Security, to make sure the computers, number one, that there's no ransomware attacks, and number two, that there's no breach of the personal information that may be in the diocese computers. So it's a 360 degree approach that we're working with, and of course, you know, any threats against any of the diocese employees or clergy, you know, we take every threat serious, and any threat made to anyone, diocese employees or students or churches or schools, you know, we now have a plan in place that we immediately notify the local authorities, and in several cases notify the federal authorities too. The threat that happened about a month ago, it was a rash of threats, not only towards Catholic, but to private schools and to the Jewish community, and they all had the same verbiage in there, and I know that the FBI has been working nonstop to try to identify a suspect in that.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. Definitely a lot going on in our world. And as I try to tell people every day and pretty much every Sunday, not have fear, but have faith. And it's our faith that helps us to get through these very troubling times in our world. Yeah. And I really am grateful that the diocesan police department is watching over us. And I kind of look at it as our guardian angels.
And
definitely.
Hopefully protection. We'll increase it during the summer. Yeah. We have a plan and hiring additional officers too, and the more officers we hire, the more visibility there will be to the parishioners and to the students.
Good. And I appreciate all that you do, and thank you for what you do for the diocese and all of your officers and your wonderful department. And we'll keep you definitely in prayers
through
these very delicate times. And I want to thank our listeners for really tuning in to this very important subject, and just to be well aware of your surroundings and to be alert, obviously, what's going on in the political climate, and obviously with what we see and hear in the news day in and day out, our country, our world, so much unrest and going on. And it could be very, very scary out there, but let's not have fear and have faith. And I know St. Michael, the archangel, definitely the defender and protector of us. The guardian angels are definitely watching over us. So, Wendell, even with the school year coming to the end and getting close to the summer break, but you and your department will definitely be continuing on and get ready for the next school year.
Thank you, Father.
Well, thanks for being with us. And I want to again thank our generous sponsors, Sam and Judy Spanos and the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh, for sponsoring this very important segment. And happy Pentecost Sunday, too, to everybody as we conclude the Easter season. And knowing that the last 50 days definitely has been rejoicing of new life, and the tomb has been empty. And the next couple weeks with Corpus Christi and the Holy Trinity coming in and getting back into ordinary time and getting ready for Memorial Day weekend next week. I always know that there's people out there protecting us. We'll take a break, and you're listening to Catholic Education Plus with Father Tom Burke here on KDK Radio. This week in our Plus segment, we celebrate the Solemnity of Pentecost. And as I mentioned in the first segment and second segment, today is Pentecost Sunday, so this is considered the birthday of our church, and it concludes the Easter season. 50 days ago, we celebrated the resurrection of our Lord, and today, Pentecost, we celebrate the Holy Spirit. The tongues of fire comes down upon our apostles and our Blessed Mother up in the upper room, and the Holy Spirit is our advocate and the gift and the mediator to guide us on this Pentecost Sunday. And talking about safety and security, the Holy Spirit watches over us and gives us the strength, and let us together rejoice in this Spirit to proclaim the golden news boldly that Jesus truly is alive and well in all of us. And we not only celebrate the fact that we have been filled with God's Holy Spirit through the sacraments, but we also celebrate the gifts that God has given us in life. The gifts of the Holy Spirit awakens, and the Holy Spirit gives us life. We're not perfect. We all go through those ups and downs and challenges, but like the apostles, we will always be in need of healing and comfort, and stay bold and not have fear, but have faith and proclaim the good news. With the new life and Spirit, we're refreshed and we're able to go forth to love and to serve the Lord. So happy birthday, happy Pentecost Sunday, and we'll be back in 2 weeks. You're listening to Catholic Education Plus with Father Tom Burke here on KDK Radio.